Good morning and welcome back to the Gospel Getup, the podcast aimed at getting you in the Word with readings from the Daily Lectionary before sending you on your way to go about your day in the peace and joy of the Lord. This morning's readings continue us in Joshua chapter 6, and in Acts we finish chapter 10. And the readings are set to an order for matins. So without further ado, let's get into it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Hasten to save me, O God. O Lord, come quickly to help me. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Praise and thanks to God. The Old Testament reading continues Joshua chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. So Joshua, son of Nun, called for the priests and said to them, "Lift up the Ark of the Covenant, and seven priests shall carry seven special ram's horns in front of the Ark of the Lord." Then he said to the people, "Move out, march around the city. The armed contingent shall march in front of the Ark of the Lord." When Joshua had given orders to the people, the seven priests with the seven special ram's horns moved forward in front of the Lord, blowing the ram's horns continuously, with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord following them. The armed contingent was marching ahead of the priests, who were blowing the ram's horns, and the rear guard was following the Ark. The priests kept blowing the ram's horns as they went. But to the people, Joshua had given the order, "Do not shout, and do not let your voice be heard. Do not let a word go out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout. Then you shall shout." So he had the Ark of the Lord go around the city, sending it out to circle the city one time. Then they came back to the camp and spent the night there. Then Joshua got up early in the morning, and the priests lifted up the Ark of the Lord. The seven priests with the seven special ram's horns moved forward in front of the Ark of the Lord, blowing the ram's horns continuously. The armed contingent was marching in front of them, and the rear guard was following behind the Ark of the Lord. The priests kept blowing the ram's horns as they went. They marched around the city one time on the second day, and then they returned to the camp. They did this for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, they got up early at daybreak, and they marched around the city seven times, following the directions they had been given. It was only on the seventh day that they marched around the city seven times. Then, on the seventh time, the priests blew the ram's horns, and Joshua said to the people, "Shout, because the Lord has given you the city. The city will be devoted to destruction. The city and everything in it will be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute will live, she along with all who are in her house, because she hid the agents whom we sent. But you must keep away from the things devoted to destruction, or you will make yourselves subject to destruction by taking some of the devoted things. And you will make the camp of Israel subject to destruction and bring disaster upon it. But all the silver and gold and the articles of bronze and iron are sacred to the Lord. They must go into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted, and the priests blew the ram's horns. When the people heard the sound of the ram's horns, they shouted with a loud war cry. Then the wall collapsed on itself, and the people went up into the city, one man after another. So they captured the city. Then they applied the decree of destruction by the edge of the sword to everything that was in the city, both men and women, young and old, and also the oxen, sheep, and donkeys. To the two men who had spied on the land, Joshua said, "Go to the house of the prostitute and bring out the woman and everyone who belongs to her, just as you swore to her." So the young men who had acted as spies went and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and everyone who belonged to her. They brought out all her family members, and they settled them outside the camp of Israel. But the city and everything in it they burned with fire. Only the silver and gold and the bronze and iron vessels were placed into the treasury of the house of the Lord. But Joshua spared the lives of Rahab the prostitute and her father's household and everyone who belonged to her. And she has lived within Israel to this day, because she hid the agents that Joshua sent to spy on Jericho. At that time, Joshua swore an oath. Cursed before the Lord is the man who sets out to rebuild this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn, he will lay its foundation. And at the cost of his youngest, he will set up its gates. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread through the whole land. This is the word of the Lord. Our New Testament reading continues in Acts chapter 10 with verse 18. They called out, asking if Simon, who was called Peter, was staying there as a guest. While Peter was still deep in thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "See, three men are looking for you. Now get up, go downstairs, and don't hesitate to go with them, because I have sent them." Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you are looking for. Why have you come?" They replied, "Cornelius, the centurion, is a righteous and God-fearing man who is highly respected by the whole Jewish nation. He was directed by a holy angel to send for you, to come to his house and to listen to what you have to say." So Peter invited them in and received them as guests. The next day, Peter got ready and left with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along with him. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was about to enter the house, Cornelius met him, fell at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter helped him up and said, "Stand up. I too am just a man." While he talked with him, Peter went inside and found many people gathered there. He said to them, "You understand how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to associate with or visit anyone who is not a Jew. But God showed me that I should no longer continue to call anyone impure or unclean. That is why I came without objection when you sent for me. May I ask why you sent for me?" Cornelius replied, "From 4 days ago to this hour, I have been fasting. At the ninth hour, I was praying in my house when a man in shining clothes suddenly stood in front of me. He said, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your gifts to the poor have been remembered in God's sight. Therefore, send to Joppa and call for Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying as a guest in the house of Simon the Tanner by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you.' So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now then, we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything that the Lord has instructed you to say." This is the word of the Lord. We now read the Te Deum Laudamus. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. All creation worships you, Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord God of heavenly hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your glorious true and only Son, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood. And bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. And we join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us safely to this new day. Defend us with your mighty power, and grant that this day we neither fall into sin nor run into any kind of danger. and in all we do, direct us to what is right in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And now for the good news that never gets old, the news that Jesus is your Savior, who lived, died, and rose again so that all your sins have been forgiven. That's the gospel. Now get up and go and live to God's glory and for the benefit of your neighbor. Peace.